but illa. Let's review the situation that you call the winner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're on Jethro, man, and so are you if you're listening to us. Maybe not. We're originating from Jethro. But anyway, great to be here. Conrad's driving the ship and barbecue by. He's got an oar in the hand. We're just going to keep her going here. But Barbecue Bob, fall season, a few falls ago, you had a guy come into town and you did a little cooking for him.
Yeah, I worked for, I did some...
I'm going to call it contract cooking.
Yeah, guest appearances with a local station, TV station that I won't name because they turned out to be kind of,
whatever.
Yeah, so I'm not going to give them any free publicity, but... They had Shaggy on for their 5 o'clock segment and their outdoor thing. And so they called me up the night before and said, hey, you know, Shaggy's in concert tonight. He's coming by tomorrow at 5. We're going to put him on with you. And I'm like, holy cow. So I knew who he was. I listened to a few of his songs. But so I had to research him and then figure out, well, he's actually from Jamaica, or at least his heritage is. I think he originally grew up in Jamaica, but he's been here for a long time. And so what comes out of Jamaica? Jerk sauce.
Yeah.
Jerk chicken, jerk this, jerk that. And that's when we had a gig with a major meat supplier that gave me a case of steaks for this event, if I gave him some PR. So I got these big ribeyes. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to make jerk steak. Okay. I had never done it. So I had to research like crazy. And I played around with all sorts of ingredients. You know how you do with a recipe. You just kind of take a little of this and a little of that. And I just, for the seasoning for the steaks, I went to McCormick's, my go-to. I just went to look at McCormick's because they have all those grill mates and all that stuff. And listen, McCormick's invented the spice world, okay? They went around the world 200 years ago and set up spice mills on every coast. India, China, Malaysia, Australia, you name it, they put spice mills in. And it's because of them that we have all the spices that we have. They had the trade routes. They had all the stuff set up. So let's buy their stuff. They're way better. So I've got the... from McCormick's, their jerk rub.
Okay. Generally, jerk is a little spicier.
Yep.
Right?
It's pepper-based. And so I put that on the steak, grilled it. But before I did that, the night before at home, I started playing around with jerk sauce because I honestly didn't know really what it should have tasted like. So I just made it taste like I wanted it to taste.
Well, you know what, though? There's something to be said about that. If you're cooking for a group of people, one of my rules, and I don't have a lot of rules. Anybody that knows me, I'm kind of like an anti-rule guy. But one of my rules is I never try something for the first time when I have guests. I have to try it myself because...
Disaster.
You want to feed people when they're your guest. You don't want to throw something in front of them that you've not tried and it doesn't turn out. And then they're like, ugh, you know, but there again. So Barbecue Bob practicing the same theory. It's like, I'm going to make it the night before some for me and perfect it before I have to do it in front of people. Right.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean you don't end up throwing a bunch of different tries out.
Oh, yeah.
I just played around with chili a couple of weeks ago. I really didn't like it. I threw it in the freezer. I'm going to take it to deer camp. It's okay. But it's not
it'll taste a lot better after you've been sitting in a blind all day.
Yes, it's good enough for that. It needs some hot sauce. I made it kind of mild, but same deal. You know, you play around with them. Some of them are just duds. This was a home run. So it's basically going to take some habanero peppers, and the recipe's been on our site for 6-7 years.
That'd be thegrillingguys.com, and look under recipes, and I'm sure you can go jerk.
Just go up into the search bar and put... jerk in there.
Right. And you might get my picture or you might get the recipe. It's a 50-50 deal.
So it's got habanero, sweet onion. I always use Vidalia's. I hoard them in the fall. And I try and make them last till February.
Right.
If I've been a good hoarder, I'll have them till February. Some chopped carrots. water and chopped garlic. And here's the key, rice vinegar.
Really?
Yeah.
And what does that do? This gives it a unique flavor.
It's that much different. And I don't know if I found that on a recipe or if that was one of my quirky things I did, but that was what made it for me. And you just boil this up. You cook it down, and it's got some heat to it. Because I started, off with two habaneros.
Right.
And they will light your Okoli up, let me tell
right,
you.
Right, yeah, right. Enjoy them the second time around, not so much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, this is something that it's worth talking about for our new listeners, and we're all new on this station, so I think there might be a few of you out there, is that we don't take the time to give you guys quantities in our recipes.
No.
Go to our website to get those. It makes bad radio when I tell you a quarter teaspoon of this and a half teaspoon of that. Unless it's a two or three ingredient recipe, you're not going to write it down in the dust on your dash anyway.
Yeah,
so,
I recorded an interview with Shaggy that day, and we had this chick making us these rum drinks out on the patio. And so we're eating steak and drinking these wonderful rum toddies. And him and Rayvon and Q and all these guys were hanging around me at the grill. And I'm telling you, every chick who knew he was going to be there was standing around waiting for him to come out and talk to him. And he's hanging out at the grill with me, eating steak and drinking rum.
Well, you know, there's only so much meat on the grill. The chicks are going to stand there as long as
they were,
right?
And they did.
Right, exactly.
But I'll tell you what, this guy could perform. He gets into Mr. Lova Lova, and he gets that reggae, that real deep. I don't know how they do it, but he's an amazing fellow. And his DJ Q and the other guys, they're just good folks. Reminiscing, anyway. Grilled cabbage with Thai dressing. I found this on SeriousEats.com.
Yep.
I was just
great site.
Just researching some fun fall stuff because, you know, I'm running out of new ideas. I feel like we've done everything. And I know we haven't. So I just go searching in the internet.
Right.
Trying to
see. So tell me about are you grilling that cabbage?
Yeah.
You're just going to cut it in half, like the head of it? Or are you shredding it? Or what are you doing with it? Or am I asking too many damn questions?
No, I've got to get the. I don't want to be inaccurate. Cabbage wedges.
It'd be your first time.
You get the cabbage wedges, so you're going to cut it into, maybe 8 V section. Here's the key. When you're going to grill cabbage, you got a core in it, right?
Right.
You want to put that core in the center and cut that thing down the middle so that the core is still on both sides.
Right.
Then flip that open and do 2 pieces of that. So you get maybe 6 wedges out of each head. But make sure that core is attached to each piece.
Okay.
Because that's going to keep the thing together.
Right.
You don't want to get rid of that.
Right. You cut that core off first, it's just going to fall apart and be salad on your grill.
Yeah.
Right?
But, and that's a cabbage core, not Marine core.
Right. So what are you putting on this cabbage to make it taste good?
I'll make it real short and sweet, but it's going to have some fresh juice from limes. It's going to have a little fish sauce, which is one of my favorite secret recipes. It's going to have a little
lime and fish sauce.
Yes, light brown sugar, garlic.
It's getting better.
Dried Thai chili flakes.
Okay, that's going to add some heat.
Mm-hmm. And some mint, cilantro. I mean, these things sound weird, but Thai food is one of my favorites. I probably like it better than Mexican, which I freaking love.
Right.
But Thailand has, and I had a lot of Thai friends who cooked for me, and there's something about their profiles, but they very often will also have coconut and stuff like that in there, which this does not have as far as until I make it, but it does have the mint.
Recipe is just the starting spot for Bob.
It does have the mint, palm sugar or light brown sugar, fish sauce.
Yeah, I know. You said you like that. A little bit of that goes a long way with me.
Oh, man, that's funky.
Yeah.
She chunky.
It is.
I like it.
It is funky. But anyway, so is that recipe.
Hey, you got to get up to Crankers and try this keto IPA.
Yeah.
It's just that good. Literally 3.3 grams of carbs in a can.
12-ounce can.
Yeah.
Right. You can have canned sandwiches all day of that and not ever get above your above your carb
boxing
rate.
Weight.
Right, yeah. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys here on Jethro, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. It's a beautiful fall out there. Get out in your backyard and create some grill envy in your neighborhood because you still got time. Football games are on, whether you're college like me or pro like some other guys. It's still a great time to create recipes out there and share them with friends. And
that's right.
Drink a cold beer, man.
Go Bulldogs.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.